stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, May 8th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming from Lansing. Amazing the process of all the things that are happening regarding legislative sessions, committees, as well as the budget. We're going to talk about all of it today. In the third hour, we got a very special guest lined up, Fani Mantravadi. He's an engineer, computer geek, who created the website checkmyvote.org. We're going to have a good half-hour discussion with him from 11:30 to talk about the website, talk about why he felt a need to create this website. What have they been doing with it? What is their goal? What is their hope that you will be able to participate using this website? We're going to be discussing it in detail with him from 11:30 and find out exactly what his motivation was and what his goals are and how we can utilize a free service online. You can use it on your phone, tablet, computer, to basically check out your home address to find out how many people are on the qualified voter file registered to vote at your house, your neighbor's houses, your street, your entire township, if you would like that information, and be able to find every single address in your township and be able to document who is exactly registered to vote there. You can then take that information to your local township clerk and then go through it to update their files, removing people that shouldn't be at these addresses. He found, and he's probably going to talk about it, a particular address in Michigan where the gentleman was registered to vote who was born in the 1800s. He actually lived during the Civil War. And guess what? On November 5th of 2024, he voted. This is unbelievable. He's asked the clerk for that township not to remove him from the qualified voter files until just before the next upcoming election. Because when he goes around the state of Michigan and puts on presentations, he actually pulls up this address and shows us the guy's name and where he's registered to vote. and his voting record. Could not believe with my own eyes what I saw on his website, checkmyvote.org. So we'll be talking with Fanny Mantravati from 11:30 today. It's a podcast you are going to definitely want to share. We're excited. We got a great show lined up for you. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please text me a very pithy, short, concise text message relevant to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Try to send me links and videos after the show at 12 noon. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one today. Got a breaking news alert less than an hour ago. MERS News Service is reporting that State Senator Jeremy Moss, Democrat from Southfield, he's also the Senate Chamber's President Pro Tem and the Senate Democrats' point person on elections, announced this morning that he's running for the 11th Congressional District seat in Washington, D.C., currently held by Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham, who is running for the U.S. Senate. Moss, 39, is serving his second term in the Senate after a stint in the House. The state Senate's first openly gay state senator, Moss, successfully ran for the Southfield City Council back in 2011 and became the youngest ever elected official in the city's history at age 25. He previously worked as a legislative staffer in the state house. While he doesn't live in the Oakland County-based 11th District, he's allowed by the U.S. Constitution to run in the district as a Michigan voter. You see, folks, you don't have to have residency to run for Congress. You don't have to live actually in the district. Moss noted that hundreds of thousands of Congressional District 11 voters have voted for him in the past. The last round was based on redistricting that put Southfield into the Congressional District 12, which is being represented by U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Detroit. So why is he doing this? Well, quote from Moss, "With looming threats from Donald Trump and Elon Musk, Democrats can no longer be the party that shows up to this tough fight ahead with another pie chart. This is a moment that calls for bold leadership to step up and take action. I'm ready to be that leader to fight the chaos in Washington that is wreaking havoc on Oakland County families." Moss already has the support of the lesbian Attorney General Dana Nessel. He also referenced former U.S. Representative Brenda Lawrence in his announcement as his mentor and the person that impressed on him that putting public service first, putting people first, is what we should be focused on. "Her leadership continues to inspire me, and I will take that spirit with me to Washington, D.C., Moss said. So, very interesting, because as the incumbent congresswoman, she's running for U.S. Senate. You can't be on the ballot for your congressional seat that you're already the congresswoman for and be running in the August primary for U.S. Senate. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out. But one of the things I think is going to happen, and this is going to be somewhat interesting to see the development, will anybody else run for that seat? Alleging, claiming that technically Moss, while living in Oakland County, Southfield, isn't in the district. He doesn't live there. So, of course, somebody could run against him, calling him a carpetbagger, trying to get elected to represent the 11th when, in fact, he lives in the 12th district. So, going to be very interesting to see how this goes. State of Michigan Representative Regina Weiss of Oak Park, Democrat, got quote of the day yesterday from MERS News Service. "I agree with you. We should really stop renaming things. It's quite silly." Well, she's responding to a committee hearing in which the governor of Illinois allegedly suggested that he's going to rename Lake Michigan to Lake Illinois. Governor Pritzker of Illinois joking because Donald Trump trying to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Well, it's not that he's trying. He's already done it. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of map makers have already started naming it the Gulf of America. And it's even on Google Maps. That's so kind of interesting. Main conversation started when the House was asking Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to restart a project designed to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. The Brandon Road Interbasin Project saw pre-construction starting back in 2020. In 2024, an agreement was signed between Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Illinois, and former President Joe Biden to fund the project construction. Well, in February, after President Donald Trump took office, Pritzker said he was pausing the project, according to a report from the Chicago Sun-Times. This is an unnecessary delay. We need all of the above strategy when it comes to Asian carp. Now, Governor Pritzker seems very interested in Lake Michigan, even wanting to rename it Lake Illinois, said Republican State Representative Greg Van Workum of Norton Shores. Well, in response, Van Workum introduced House Resolution 77, which passed through committee along party lines. It was co-sponsored, actually, by Democrat State Representative Noah Arbit of West Bloomfield, Angela Whitwer of Lansing, Will Snyder of Muskegon, as well as Republicans, Bradley Slag of Zeeland, Jamie Green of Richmond, Gregory Alexander of Carsonville, Joseph Fox of Fremont, and Jason Wolford in Howell. The Democrat state representative, again, making quote of the day, I agree with you. We should really stop renaming things. It's quite silly. Well, Weiss said Pritzker delayed the project because of worries that the federal government would back out of their pledged funding, leaving Illinois and the other states to be holding the bag. However, recently, Whitmer attended a meeting at the White House with President Donald Trump, as well as House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican from Richland, in which the president indicated he wouldn't block the money and actually instructed the Army Corps of Engineers to be available to continue construction of the project. We said the Michigan legislature can't tell the Illinois governor what to do. But I'm here in Michigan and doing what I can to move this project along through its completion, Van Workum said. Democrat Weiss said perhaps it would be best to leave the negotiations up to the Illinois governor and the Michigan governor. Whitmer has a fundraising dinner scheduled with Pritzker on June 7th at the Detroit Marriott. Whitmer has a fundraising dinner. What is she raising money for? Is it a political campaign or one of her PACs? The story doesn't say. Well, here is the bottom line. With Donald Trump pledging with Governor Gretchen Whitmer in attendance, as well as Speaker Matt Hall, that they are going to definitely continue funding this construction project. I don't know what Pritzker's deal is. And my other question, because this is being done with federal dollars, with the Army Corps of Engineers, how can the governor stop it? I guess he could always file a lawsuit, but to what reasoning would he want to stop it? Wanting Asian carp to come into the Great Lakes? Politically speaking, that wouldn't be a very smart move. But I believe Pritzker is going to want to run for president in 2028. That's my prediction. And while Governor Gretchen Whitmer is looking at the possibility of doing the very same thing. Well, maybe this is one way Pritzker thinks he can take political advantage against Whitmer. Because the bottom line, this project, the Brandon Road Inner Basin Project, technically, you access the waterway from the Illinois side. It's not Michigan, it's in Illinois. It's very much south of the entrance of Lake Michigan, which falls into Illinois' jurisdiction. So we'll keep an eye on this story, see where it goes. But Pritzker would be politically stupid to block this project. Gretchen Whitmer could actually use it against them, showing her attending the meeting at the White House with President Trump that she got his authorization to continue forward with the project, but Pritzker stopped it. Not so good, JB. But he's a very, very wealthy individual, personally, and also has, I believe, presidential aspirations. I think he's going to run for sure in 2028. Gavin Newsom from California and Whitmer, of course, from Michigan. Going to be a very interesting debate stage on the Democrat side in 2028. And based on how things are going, not really sure how much traction it's going to get. But this is something that will definitely come into play when the two battle each other for the presidential nomination. We're going to keep watching it. We'll see what happens. We'll track it. We'll report it and let you know. On the Republican side, I believe, based on the leadership under Donald Trump, J.D. Vance has been very, very public. Probably one of the most publicly seen vice presidents that we've had in a long time. Addressing people in Europe at these conferences, on the news shows constantly, pushing President Trump's agenda, talking about things on the southern border, all of the things about tariffs, as well as the other agenda items that the president's working on. When did you ever see a vice president on the border in Mexico? Well, J.D. Vance has been there. He's been to Greenland. He's been all over the place. And I think Trump very much wants him to be his replacement in 2028, to be our candidate to run against the Democrats for president. Got more stories lined up for today. Go get some more coffee. Sit back. Laid back Thursday. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.